Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Hello and welcome to, or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, always up for a new adventure. And tonight, I have a new adventure. As I just tweeted, I am on my way home, or was, and got a flat tire. So tonight's show is coming to you from the side of the road. And so if... We might be able to connect by phone or chat in the first few minutes because I'll have some tech assistance for that. So if there's something you want to talk about, please give us a call. I think the number is 347-215-8390. So give me a call. But tonight we were just planning to talk about how do you stay positive when there are situations that happen that cause you to change maybe before you're ready or change something that you're comfortable with. Or in my case, being excited to be home and getting settled before the show, only to find out I'm still about a half an hour away. And the good news is I have AAA, which will provide roadside assistance since my knee is not up for tire changing. So they said they'd be here within an hour, which puts me about 7:35. So we may have a short show tonight if I have AAA folks who need to talk with me. So in the meantime, the question is, have you acted on something that you heard from our wonderful guest, author Lisa Hannenberg, last week, who wrote Hip and Sage, and we were talking about technology and how to... If you're older, how to get hip and stay connected as there are changes. Now, you may also hear a clicking, which are my four ways. And I will keep the window up on the roadside, but I will put the window down on the other side because it's probably somewhere in the ballpark of the low to mid 80 degrees Fahrenheit here in the Midwest. It's a beautiful sunny day. And so that's all the good. And it's a choice. It's always a choice of how we choose to respond to things. And do we choose to be upset? Do we choose to be grateful? Do we choose to learn lessons? Do we choose to go into a funk? So after the recognition of the, what's that weird vibration, turning off the radio and the fan and going, oh my gosh, I was already slowing down and pulling over when I think the tire went pop, and then here we are. So that's all the good, because blowouts on tires can be dangerous if you lose control. So we're grateful for that. And let's talk about how you can choose to frame situations in your life, because you can play it any way you like. As Dr. Bruce Lipton says, I think in Biology of Belief, and I've heard on several interviews recently, that the function of your brain or your mind is to make coherence between your beliefs and your experience of reality. So while you can't always change what's happening out there, you can always change what's happening between your ears. And so if you want to play differently, you can run the belief of it's always for the good. It's always for the good. That things happen for a reason, that it's all for the good. And or you can make another kind of game out of it. You can involve sometimes an accountability partner who can help you, somebody who can help you see another perspective. Talked about that in a learning session this morning. One of the questions was, when you've got a customer or client screaming at you because they're upset, how do you... how do you take that one? Well, you There are a number, there's some great suggestions from the people in the group about recognizing that it's an opportunity to provide service, that yes, they're upset about a situation separate from you as an individual, that you have the opportunity to move them to a supervisor, to someone who can help them resolve or address their issue as quickly as possible, and to remember that it's about the issue rather than the person. And she was grateful because sometimes, again, when you're in the forest, you can't see the big picture. The other piece to it, too, is that laughter changes your body and brain chemistry as well. So people who are in situations, and that's why things like, you know, America's Funniest Home Videos or watching outtakes from TV shows and movies with your celebrities is funnier, because we're not experiencing that situation and we see humor in it, whereas the person experiencing it at the time might say, you know, 5 years from now I'll laugh. And my regular listeners know that I will often ask, why wait? I think Marie Osmond says the same thing, that, you know what, laugh now. You get the health benefits, get the body chemistry change, get the brain chemistry change. That puts you into a more positive state. So as I was driving and thinking about what we were talking about tonight, and thinking about a positive perspective in situations that may not be easily apparent that there's any positive there, oh, wow, look what happened. I have a situation I can practice on. And sometimes those are the best stories, the best teachable moments about how we can always choose how we perceive our day, we can choose how we experience our day. And my son Alex, who is nearly 8, and I were talking this morning. This was his first day at summer daycare. From he got out of school last week, finished second grade, woohoo! And so we had to get up early, extra early this morning, so that we could get him to daycare and me up to my training. And he asked me what I was teaching about today, and I said, well, we're talking about how you can choose whether you're going to have a good day or bad day, whether you and you can choose to be happy or sad. And he said, you mean like when you try to wake me up in the morning and I don't want to get out of bed because I'm tired and I want to stay there because it's warm? And then, well, today I said, this morning, because he was tired, I said, I really need your help. We want to have a great adventure today and a happy morning. So can you choose to do that? And so he said, after he really wanted to be in bed, he said, so then I decided to smile and be happy. Is that what you're talking about, Mom? And I said, that's it. I said, and did you know that if you're sad or your body may be feeling sick, that if you say, well, you know, I'm not well, your brain skips the knot and gets the message, I'm feeling well. And it will try to do what it can to make that reality, that experience, match your belief. And the nerves that go to your mouth when you're smiling send a message to your brain saying, ooh, we're happy. So the next time that you are in a less positive emotional state and you want to feel better, smile. And it may feel fake at first, stay smiling. And you'll notice that you get out of that less than positive state more quickly, because now your brain is working on, ooh, got to change, we got to be positive, got to feel good. So they'll be releasing the chemistry in the brain necessary for that, and, ooh, killed the mosquito. Yes, now you're going to get all sorts of little segues, because we're sitting right next to a cornfield and some wildflowers. So as Alex, then we'll go back to that story, was talking about, I was talking about smiling. So the next time that you're feeling sad, then you could try to smile and see if you can feel happy faster. And then he said, Mom, are you going to use me as an example? Are you going to use me as an example when you are teaching today? And I said, well, do you want me to? Would that be okay? And he said, sure, Mom, you can use me as an example. Because I often will tell him when I use stories about experiences that he's had that could help others. And so this time he had said, it was okay. So tonight when I get home, if he's not listening through the computer to the broadcast, I'll share with him the story, and he'll often say, well, what did people say? And people laughed and realized that, you know, if a child can learn to do this, so can they. And that most of us weren't taught as children about the power of our language and the power of our thinking and the power of our beliefs to impact our perception, our experience, and even our physical bodies. So the challenge then is, how do you quickly switch? And in the segment I did last fall on the power of positive language, we talked about Yvonne Oswald's book, Every Word Has Power, and she does have a strategy in that book called Switch, where you recognize that your language is negative or low energy or less than positive, a higher energy way to say negative, that you can switch. And even, and you've probably heard this when you greet people and say, hi, how are you? And they say, oh, not bad. My response back is, does that mean good? And they look at me and go, well, I guess so. Because the message that your brain hears, it skips over the nod. It gets, I'm bad, or bad. So we can use the nod to describe these situations where we're saying, you know, this is not convenient right now. And it's an adventure to look at the different sounds that you're hearing, because it really is too warm to have the windows up the entire time. And traffic, I don't always catch it before it gets close enough to me because there's a hill behind me. So thanks for bearing with me through the adventures of the trucks and the tractors going by. So when you're faced with a situation that is less than positive, and if you have a challenge changing the language and describing it or thinking about it, Yvonne suggests that you could say, that's interesting. Or as we talked about today, and I firmly believe that how we describe things, how we frame things, impacts our response to them. And so DeWitt Jones, who is a photographer for National Geographic, who has done some wonderful videos on creativity, says he doesn't make mistakes, he has learning lessons. And so how much better does that feel to say, as opposed to, I really screwed that up today, I really messed up, I made a big mistake, I failed, to say, I had an amazing opportunity to learn today. I learned the most valuable lesson. This is what I learned. And then to build on that and say, TNT, the next time I am in a similar situation, I am what? Pulling over sooner. I am checking my shoes to make sure they're the same color before I go out the door. So that the last image you have connected to that situation is the action you want to take the next time you face that situation. So, now I can't get the key turned fast enough. There we go. I'll just not talk when those trucks go roaring by, because I do have my windows, electric windows, will work for 15 minutes after I turn the key off. Well, in that case, the key had come loose, and so lesson learned that I need to make sure the key stays in tightly and keep an eye on the time so that I know it's time to switch the key again. That's how TNT works the next time. So when I think about it, the image that I get is me turning, pushing the key in, looking at the clock. So often when we have those lessons, those learning opportunities, we focus on the problem, the situation, the challenge that happened right before that lesson. So if you're walking, for those in the southern hemisphere who are listening and it's winter and you're walking on ice, and you're thinking, don't fall, don't fall, don't fall, the rain's getting fall, 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 and that's what you're seeing. So how much more effective is it to say to yourself, walk slowly, carefully, and stay on your feet? Walk slowly, carefully, and stay on my feet. And people that have shared that with us said, that was amazing. I feel more confident walking on ice now, and It's just shifting perspective that makes a world of difference. So learning to re-language sometimes helps if you have an accountability partner who can point out when you're falling back into those habit patterns, when you're saying no problem, which is a very popular phrase to say. And people say it out of habit without consciously thinking about what it means. And yet when we say no problem, and we say that over and over, no problem, mean instead of things like you're welcome, it's my pleasure, I'm happy to help you, thanks for the opportunity to serve you, all of those are what we really mean. When we throw out no problem, the brain jumps and skips the knot because it doesn't handle negations well. Do not think of a pink elephant. Do not see in your imagination a purple gorilla. See what I mean? Brain likes those positive images, wants to be able to make an image of what we're talking about. And the non-conscious or subconscious mind definitely needs the imagery. So if we can use the language in a way that can form those images, it helps. So when we say no problem, no problem, no problem, our brain hears all day long, problem, problem, problem. And we see problems. Or maybe we've provided a service and someone says thank you, we say, oh, no problem. And then they start thinking and say, oh, wait a minute. And they find a problem. So we can use our language to be our ally or to be less than friendly or not so friendly by being critical or non-complimentary. Or we can use the voice to be supportive, to encourage. So if you find that you say no problem a lot, an accountability partner, family member would say, switch. And you go, oh, and then say it's something else. In the session today, I thanked someone for sharing an example of a situation where she was finding it challenging to switch, didn't know how to switch the emotional state around the situation. And the group had some great ideas. And I thanked her for sharing, and she said, no problem. And I put my head on the table on my arm because we talked about switch last week and again this week. And she was looking away from me, and the other people in the room started to laugh. And she looked back at me and saw my head lying on my arms on the table. And she said, oh, I mean, you're welcome. So a strong emotional response will also help us remember the next time that comes out of our mouth or the next time we're thinking or about to say it. I've had students and clients who've said to me, you know, I hear your voice in my head. It's like you're sitting on my shoulder. And when I'm choosing less than high energy words or less than positive language, or I need to remember what you've told me, then I hear your voice and pause. Well, now, welcome to the Midwest, because I think some kind person is going to stop and ask me if I need help. So you'll get to hear my response. So I will share that, I did call AAA, and I do appreciate them stopping. Now, depending on where you are, you may not always have someone who is going to stop and help you, or at least offer to help you. Of course, this might be the person from the station in their personal pickup truck. I don't know. We'll have to find out. It's nice when people do, I think, generally. They're good at heart. They want to help. I think this is it, because there comes the yellow light on top of the pickup truck. So I'm going to pop out and see what we can do here. And it's 7:19. So I'm thinking that this might be the end of the show. Yep, Nick Service Center. Yay. So what I will leave you with for this week, ladies and gentlemen, is to take a look at your situations in the week ahead and decide, do you want to be happy? Do you want to be upset? Do you want to just play the game? And so remember that it is your choice You can always make it better, or you can be bitter. So thank you so much. And until next week, I hope you stay safe. Thanks for joining me. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye.